we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way.
Do I have to use my headphones?
Yeah, throw the headphones on. People may want to talk to you, and it'll make Dane and me sound better to you.
Yes.
Don Miller is the voice you're hearing right there. Don is a huge, and I repeat, huge, huge Cubs fan. And what better year to be a Cubs fan than this, 2016, where they have the best record in all of baseball. Don has done something that few of us would even dare to attempt. We'll explain what that is in just a little bit. But first, Don, thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you very much for bringing me on to the world's greatest network.
Oh, we're proud to have you.
Did Franklin McCormick sit around here someplace?
Yeah, Franklin McCormick, one of the pioneers of radio, used to sit right where you're sitting.
Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't kid you.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't kid you.
And he died in his chair.
In that chair.
When he was 65 years old.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
You have nothing to worry about. Okay. You're fine. You're okay. Fine.
And Don, get up closer to that microphone so everyone can hear you.
There that's better. That's better. All right, be honest with me. Did you ever in your lifetime think, and I know you've been a Cubs fan for a long, long time, did you ever think we'd be experiencing what we're experiencing right now with the Chicago Cubs?
Absolutely not.
Nope.
It's unreal. Unglaublich. That's unbelievable in German. Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's okay. But it's amazing, right? They have the best record in baseball. They're odds-on favorite in Las Vegas to be the World Series champions.
I know. 2 years ago, they were in last place.
Yeah.
And then Joe brought them up into the playoffs. Unbelievable. So I had a premonition that this is going to be the year. We're going to do it.
Let's hope so.
Well, Don, they were also in last place 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and 5 years ago as
well.
All
right.
They lost 101 games 3 years ago.
I know.
101 games.
And you know what? I was wearing my Cubs shirts inside out and backwards. Okay.
Now, to put that in perspective, that year that they lost 101 games, they won 61 games. As of today, halfway through the season, they've won 52 games.
I know.
So we've already won almost as many games in a half a season as they won the whole year that year.
Yes.
How about that?
That's unbelievable.
What do you think turned it around?
Joe, naturally.
Is it Joe Madden, their manager?
Joe Madden, the manager.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he's got these young kids in there. He got rid of the prima donnas. Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
And brought these kids in there like college kids. You know how college kids have more push into it? They want to win. And that's what I think has done it.
That's the attitude.
They've got, as they say in the business, moxie, right? And,
yes.
And here's the thing, too, but as a longstanding Cubs fan who have felt, you know, all of the disappointments of a century of losing, there's always waiting for that other shoe to drop. You think, oh, they're just going to get with so much expectation and so much potential that this would be really sad to have them kind of blow it here.
Yes.
But that's why you're doing what you're doing, to prevent that.
I'm trying to remove the curse that was placed upon the Cubs in 1945, October 6th, when Billy tried to brought this gold into the Wrigley Field and snowing up the place, and all these people paid big bucks.
I ask you about that? Because we've heard that legend.
Yes.
This is the Sianis family who owned the Billy Goat Tavern across the street. Mm-hmm. They decided, and why wouldn't you, I guess, if you're going to a baseball game, you'd want to bring a goat with you. That just makes perfect sense, right?
Sure.
So they told him over at Wrigley, sir, unfortunately, we're not quite equipped to allow goats into Wrigley Field. And that was the beginning of the end. That was the curse, huh?
It's a curse, of course. You know what? I had this premonition that the Cubs were going to win the World Series, and I happened to be looking at a Tribune at the advertisement of Bic Shaving Blades.
Yes.
And there was this young guy that had one side of his head was nicely shaved and combed. His other side was completely disheveled. I said, whoa, hey, that would be cool. So I said, I think I'll do it. I won't shave one side of my head until the Cubs win the World Series.
Yeah.
It's that kind of commitment, I think, that sets Cubs fans apart.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with you right now.
Yes.
The left side of your face is a little on the scruffy side. You have a beard, a mustache, and your hair. And then on the right side, you're completely shaved. How about that? That looks unusual.
Well, Elvis would say thank you very much.
You look great. So when you decided to do this was prior to the season?
Right. I looked like a bowling ball. Except bowling balls don't have a mouth. But I looked like a bowling ball. And I always shaved everything. And I said,
that's too much information, but
go ahead. Sorry about that.
Sorry. Right.
You just feel just free and easy.
Yeah.
Comfortable.
Yeah. So this was at the very beginning of the season.
Very beginning.
You're half and half. half shaved, half not shaved. And what was the reaction from family and friends when you decided to do this?
We go to Olive Garden quite often. And as soon as I sat down, the doctor, he's going to be a doctor, our waiter came over to me and says, I know what your problem is. Oh, you do? He said that sometimes when people have a stroke, a very small fraction, when they get recovered, they see only half vision.
He thought you were a stroke victim.
A stroke victim.
Oh, no.
And he gave me free food, naturally.
Well, didn't tell him he was wrong.
I did. And then I showed him my yoga position.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. You want to see it?
I would be a fool to say no to you. Yeah, let's see your yoga position.
This is called a peacock pose.
All right. Let's see this. Dana and I will do our best to describe.
Anybody with a computer, look up peacock pose, and you can visualize what I'm doing right now.
And Don, what's the level of difficulty for the peacock pose?
For the youngsters listening.
I can't find anybody that can.
No one else can do this.
Well, I saw, you know what? What was it? Prevention Magazine.
Yeah.
A woman in the back, and she had gray hair, and she was doing it. I said, well, okay.
She can do it. You can do it. Right.
I started doing this when I was 16 years old. First, I started on the side of a couch, and then I did on the floor. And I happened to look at a yoga magazine one day, and I saw a dude doing the same thing. It's supposed to build up your digestive tract.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. So I hadn't done it for a long, long time until recently. I'm trying to write a book.
Yeah, good. You should write a book.
120,000 words so far. I'm still working on it.
Wow. That's impressive.
And by the way, my son Carl has put a website out. It's called, it's really hard to remember this, CubsFace.com.
CubsFace.com.
Okay.
And what's on the website?
It's all about the different things I have been going through. I was in the Fourth of July parade a few years back, right after Harry Carey died.
Yeah.
I was going to have Kate Smith. I was going to be at the back of the parade. Have a big Kate Smith sing God Bless America.
Yeah.
But Harry Carey had just died.
Oh.
So we changed it to
a little more somber.
A caricature of Harry Carey, a big, big face.
Yeah.
And one son was operate one arm inside of him, and another son operate the other arm. And I operate his turning his head and moving his lips as we piped in. Take me out to the ball game. Oh, excuse me. I'm not supposed to be singing.
You're all right. That's okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay, let me jump into my yoga position.
Okay, let's see it. Now, this is the peacock move, Dane. And it's so difficult that very few people can do this.
There's one lady on Prevention Magazine that was doing it. And the family is, of course, in studio here, and they've probably been super supportive.
They've been very supportive, but it also borders on embarrassed. It's somewhere in the middle of supportive and embarrassed.
Lovingly embarrassed.
So what we're seeing now is Don is levitating himself. He's holding on with both of his hands, but the rest of his body is up in the air, and he's holding that position for quite a long time. That's
very
amazing.
Impressive.
And not peacocks can do that?
Not bad for a 74-year-old fart.
Are you 74 years old?
Yes.
You're doing something right, Don. You're absolutely doing something right.
Well, I guess I was a vegan for 17 years.
But no longer?
I'm a vegetarian that eats dairy, drinks dairy, eats dairy, and eats fish.
Oh, all right.
And Jesus ate fish.
Yeah.
So that, here you, I am.
All right. Well, it's working. Whatever you're doing, keep doing more of that. Don Miller is here, Cubs fan extraordinaire. Half of his face is shaved, the other half is not, and he's going to do this until the Cubs win the World Series.
Yes, my head's getting heavy on that one side. And by the way, the Cubs were losing 4-0 in the second inning.
Uh-oh.
You can't win them all, Don. But what if they get to the World Series? Is there any kind of shaving compromise you'll consider?
I thought they could go on YouTube or something. You know?
Yeah, do that. Do that. I know you've written a poem about your situation, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you'll do the poem for us?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Don Miller is here, 74-year-old Lincoln Square native, who is an incredible Cubs fan. Half of his face is shaved. The other half is not. We'll talk more if you want to jump in. We're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Dane in for Wendy on WGN. Well, Don Miller is in studio with us. Don is 74 years old, looks great. Never guess you're 74 years old. Now, when you see him, don't be afraid, because here's what you're going to see. Half of his face has all kinds of hair on it. He's got a mustache. He's got a beard. He's got
sideburns.
Sideburns. Thank you very much.
First syllable. Sounds like.
It's a book. It's a movie. No, it's sideburns. The other side of his face, completely clean shaven. He says he's going to do this until the Cubs win the World Series. Now, let's say they don't, Don. Let's just say, I don't want this to happen, but let's say they don't. How disappointed will you be, and will you carry this look on through next season as well?
I'm a person who, if I make a commitment, I will stand by it, no matter. They might bury me with my half of a
No.
Bird. Oh, yes.
Only if you die.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Okay, so you should be fine.
Maybe I can get braided.
That'd be fun.
Well, it could be the start of a whole new craze where people will seek this out just for their own personal appearance as opposed to part of a kind of a sports mission. And you've got the whole family in studio here. At first, when you said it, you said you did this before the season started. They probably thought, maybe still do, that you're crazy to do this.
Oh, yeah.
But with the way the team is playing, have they become believers, right? This is working, Don.
I think it is working. They're getting
the
there.
The family says they're getting there, but they're behind you. Literally. I don't know
literally,
if they're figuratively
right.
behind you, but they're literally behind
me
you.
Back.
All right. Now, one of your many, many talents, sir, in addition to being able to levitate, I still can't believe you did that.
The peacock.
The peacock. The much dreaded peacock yoga move is that you have written a poem about the Cubs and you and your situation. Is there any way we can convince you to do that poem for us now?
Boy, that's... I don't know.
Could you? Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Why, we talked him into it.
By the way, I'm no poet, so please don't.
That's all right.
Yes.
What's the name of the poem? Do you have a title for it?
I'm going to say One Look at Me.
One Look at Me. All right. Here is, let me set you up. Here is Don Miller with his poem, One Look at Me.
By the way, these days, the poems, most of them don't rhyme, so nothing rhymes here.
That's all right.
One look at me, you turn away. Being not too obvious. You look again. You're thinking, are you kidding? You look again, squinting. The left side, disheveled and scary. The right, a baby's butt. But so smooth and clean. Jekyll or Hyde is I. Why not? A bit touched. Lost a bet. Shave, you say. Not yet, I replied. But when, you ask, why do I offend? The Chicago Cubs are the culprits. A just cause have I. Impossible, you say? Winning the World Series? We will see. I promise to shave the other side in time when the Cubs prevail. Until then, close your eyes.
Dane, that was both moving and stirring. We were moved and we were stirred.
And shaken.
And stirred. We were shaken and stirred.
Well,
much like a James Bond movie.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, that's fantastic. Now your career, what you're not still working, right? Are you retired at this point?
Yes.
Are you? What did you do prior to being retired?
I work for a company called Goldie Electric. Hi, Jim, my boss.
Hi, Jim. And what sort of work did you do for them?
I worked in the management, more or less.
Yeah.
Giving the guys a job, electrical motors repairing facility.
Dane's not trying to scare you. Just move a little closer to the microphone.
You just hit me, though.
Dane, please. Don't abuse the guests, please.
That's okay. It was the right
trying
side.
Trying to incite the peacock.
How many Cubs games do you get to every year? Have you been to a few games this year already?
I tell you what. I live in Palatine, Illinois.
Yeah.
And I really haven't seen a game this year.
Have you not been to Wrigley this year at all?
No. You know, I hate to tell you.
You've got
to
go.
I was in 1952. Does that count? Hank Sauer had, what would he have? He had 121 RBIs and 30,
he had a pretty,
37.
He had some pretty decent years.
This one year.
Yeah.
No, just one, Bill.
Just one year.
37 home runs, and he was voted the most valuable player in the National League in 1952.
Yeah.
I was 10 years old. And a big guy, Ralphie, not in Christmas Story Ralphie, but another Ralphie. He and I decided, he lived off of Clark Street.
Yeah.
5200. So we walked a mile over to Wrigley Field, and we had enough money for one person to get in there. So that made it kind of tough. So we started walking around the back by the bleachers, and this big guy, I mean, I'm 10 years old, so you know, he looked like 7 foot tall, and he was giving everybody a lift over the wall.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool. So I stepped right in line. I said, look, Ralphie, isn't this neat? So the guy, he put down his hands, and I went over the fence, and oh, I heard something rip. It was my new jacket.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. My great-grandparents brought me down to Maxwell Street and bought me this new jacket. And they said, when we go down there, don't drift away. This is a very dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to risk our lives and get me a jacket. I understand that, but I was a disgrace to the family, so they had to do this.
I hate to hear this. Now, just a quick update, by the way. We're being told now in the newsroom the Cubs are still trailing, but it's a little bit closer. It's 5-2. So,
okay, we picked up.
They're still in it. We're getting
Chris
closer.
Bryant, home run number 25.
Chris Bryant with another home run.
And,
God. Joe Maddon ejected in the second inning.
He's been ejected.
He was ejected.
All right,
that is unusual.
Yep.
He's really a pretty
very
cool,
even-tempered, isn't he?
Very cool dude.
All right, so what happens when you walk around town? I mean, we knew what to expect. We knew that you had half a beard and half a mustache and half your face is shaved. But most people, when they encounter you on the street, won't know that. So what kind of reaction are you getting just walking around town?
First, the kids just stare at me.
Yeah.
The adults glance and then turn away real fast.
But they do?
Yes,
that's
they do.
Disconcerting. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I guess I am. Then I explain to them what my motivation is, and they help give me a thumbs up.
Oh, they do? Good.
Yes.
You win them over.
I think if Don had, because not everybody, you can't have a personal conversation with each and every person. Maybe an explanatory T-shirt would be good. Like, hey, in case you're wondering.
Here's why half my face is shaved.
I do have one, but I did in black marker. It didn't look too great. But maybe I should get it done professionally.
Who's your favorite current member of the team? I know you love Joe Maddon, but is there a player who really is above and beyond the best for you?
The one who just hit the home run.
Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant.
Pretty amazing, isn't he?
Yes, those two guys together, unbelievable.
He and Rizzo?
Rizzo.
Yeah.
Don's wearing a Rizzo shirt as we speak.
I can't even remember his name.
Oh, Anthony Rizzo. Isn't it amazing when we have the All-Star break next week, it looks like there's going to be five or possibly six Cubs on that team starting.
Yes.
Wow. I don't remember ever seeing that.
That is great. That is going to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah. The whole infield, possibly Jake Arrieta and maybe Dexter Fowler in the outfield, that's a lot of representation.
It is. Boy, I wish the WGN would get it back on, get back in the radio.
I'll see what I can do for you.
Please.
Well, with so much success, and Bill, so many people are attributing it solely to the beard.
Yep. A lot of people are saying it's Don's beard.
All right.
So you're doing something right there, Don. I'm thrilled that you're doing this. I think this is a great thing. It is a little jarring when people see you at first, but then when you realize what a diehard Cubs fan you are and the story behind it, it's very easy to understand.
I'm really happy I'm on this show for all these people. I'm the program. All these people that look at me and say, what's with this dude?
Yeah.
So now half of Chicago knows.
That's right. That's so true.
That's cool.
Don, thank you. Good luck. I hope the Cubs win the World Series, not just for you, but for all of humanity. I don't know what that means, but I said it anyway. That's Don Miller, 74-year-old Cubs fan. Half of his face is shaved. The other half is not. He looks fantastic. Thank you, Don.
Thank you,
appreciate it. A quick break, then Ryan with the news. Stick around. It's Bill and Dane in for Wendy on WGN.